And you're Jake.
Yes, my wife.
All right. Okay, I'm visiting with Jake Stroll. This is number 5 for Tuesday, and I'm at Pretty Prairie coming down on a count of 3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I caught Jake Stroll here at Pretty Prairie, and he and his dad, Sid Stroll, and his brother, John, farm right here on the east edge of Pretty Prairie. But you have a cattle operation. In general, you're a little spread out. Can you kind of give us an idea of where your wheat was harvested?
Yeah, we harvest from about 6 or 7 miles west of Pretty Prairie here, over towards the Haven area, 10, 15 miles kind of the east of us, and about a 20, 25 mile east to west distance. And the yields have really varied a lot from west to east. Out west of town, we had some 25, 30 bushel wheat up to some 50 bushel wheat on the better ground. And over towards Haven, we had some that was 70s pushing up towards 80 bushel, where the little better ground had just picked up that much more rainfall, more timely matter over there.
And do you harvest yourself, or do you use custom cutters?
We use custom cutters. We're always busy time of the year with everything else. And one thing, we'll kind of run some trucks, and then one thing we'll have to keep maintaining some combines, and we've got couple different crews that helps. Doman Harvesting out of Breckenridge, Minnesota. They've been coming down for 30, 40 years now, harvesting for Dad. And they come down and start right here, and so whenever the wheat's ready, they're here and ready to go. And they've got a neighbor up there, Mattachex, that go down in Oklahoma and then bring a machine up here and kind of cut alongside them. And we have another group. It's just a full-time harvester, Mauer Harvesting out of South Dakota. They'll bring a couple machines up and cut on some of it too, to just kind of help get it done in a timely manner before storms hit or rain knocks down some pest weight.
You've seen an evolution over the time period of the crop moving north. It doesn't necessarily move the same as it used to.
No, the past couple of years with how the drought affected things and the heat, it used to start in southern Oklahoma. It still does and slowly work north, but the last couple of years, the wheat here has been ready the same time as Enid, because the one harvesters, they go from southern Oklahoma up to the Enid area, then would kind of work here. And the last couple of years, they've just done a couple of machines right up here from southern Oklahoma and did that and got started up here. And they combined a week here before they ever got started down in Enid. When drought can push wheat along versus rain another part, and I think varieties are making a lot of difference now on things finishing out close to the same.
I was enamored with the plow and tractor that you have out here. I had never seen a 14 bottom plow in person. You do a lot of plowing as your normal practices on wheat.
Yeah, we still do a lot of moldboard plowing. We do a lot of continuous wheat on wheat, so we'll plow a lot of it, and then either plow deep chisel or run it like a disc ripper on it for some sort of a deep tillage, and then come back and kind of start disking it and haring it down to get it ready to put wheat back on. And we're just kind of in a little area here where it's good wheat ground. It's a little too sandy and not enough rain for row crops. And with the cattle operation and grazing it, we can get the wheat in timely and graze it and then get it off and dual purpose and do pretty good with that.
That is Jake Stroll, and we're just on the east side of Pretty Prairie, Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.